Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1221 of our trek, and it is Worldview Wednesday. Creating a biblical worldview is important in order to have a proper perspective on today's current events. To establish a biblical worldview, it is required that we also have a proper understanding of God and His Word. On our Worldview Wednesday's episodes, today we complete a detailed review of a book from one of today's most prominent Hebrew scholars, Dr. Michael S. Heiser. We have taken a deep dive and will share Dr. Heiser's insights into the question, which is also the title of his book, What Does God Want? And the final two points are, Disciples Suffer and Make More Disciples. Last week we studied how disciples confess sin and accept forgiveness, and also how they study the Bible. This week we will explore two more specific responsibilities for our disciples. The first one is, disciples at times suffer. This element might surprise you, but it's clear in the New Testament. Jesus told his disciples in John chapter 15, verses 18 through 20, "If the world hates you, remember that it hated me first. The world would love you as one of its own if you belonged to it, but you are no longer part of the world. I chose you to come out of the world, so it hates you. Do you remember what I told you? A slave is not greater than his master. Since they persecuted me, naturally they will persecute you. And if they had listened to me, they would listen to you." This is where believing loyalty is really tested. It's one thing to learn that we need to have a change of heart on how we live. It's quite another to be a follower of Jesus and to suffer for it. The apostles suffered for following Jesus. Holding on to faith is a theme throughout the New Testament. Peter, one of the original 12 disciples, had seen Jesus suffer and been imprisoned for his faith. He wrote to believers who had been displaced and scattered by persecution. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 20 through 23, he said, "Of course, you get no credit for being patient if you are beaten for doing wrong, but if you suffer for doing good and endure it patiently, God is pleased with you. For God called you to do good, even if it means suffering, just as Christ suffered for you. Here is your example, and you must follow his steps. He never sinned, nor he deceived anyone. He did not retaliate when he was insulted, nor threaten revenge when he suffered. He left his case in the hands of God, who always judges fairly." Enduring suffering requires us to remember that the gospel does not promise us an ease in this life, but an everlasting place in God's family in the life to come. This world is not our real home. And finally, the last point is, disciples make more disciples. While loving God, our neighbor, and each other is the most important aspect of being a disciple, the most important thing disciples do is to make other disciples. This is the task Jesus commanded his followers just before he ascended into heaven. For this reason, it is called the Great Commission and is found in Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20. Jesus came and told his disciples, "I have given you all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Make disciples of all nations. That was the big part of the story of the Bible. The authority of the supernatural powers that have enslaved the nations has been taken away. Jesus wants his children, his partners, disciples of his son, Jesus, to share the good news of the gospel everywhere. God wants as many people in his family as possible. Our task is to tell the good news, live it out in front of them, and to bring them into the family of God, and then teach them to do the same thing. How do we do this? We share our faith, how we came to believe the gospel, It is amazingly simple. And there's 3 points of illustration. First, tell people about your life before you believe the gospel and embrace the forgiveness of God through Jesus. People enjoy stories, especially about other people. And why is this? Well, there's always something in a person's story that connects to our own story. When you tell someone about your life before understanding the gospel, some of the details of your life will be familiar to the person you're talking to. And maybe a lot that's in your story will connect to them. Secondly, tell them why hearing and believing the gospel was a turning point for you. Usually this has something to do with the forgiveness of our sins. It's wonderful to know that despite the things that we have done to ourselves and to other people, God still loves us and wants us so much that He offers us salvation. Then share the story how God sent Jesus so that we could be forgiven and have everlasting life with Him, the thing that God has wanted from the beginning. And third, tell people how the impact of believing the gospel and being forgiveness has had on your life. Tell them what it's like to know God's forgiveness, love, and promise of everlasting life. Tell them how it changed your perspective on who you are and why you're here. Tell them how embracing the gospel has changed you. Some people may want to see the proof of a changed heart. That's normal, and it's our opportunity to imitate Jesus. This is one of the important reasons to live a holy life. Jesus loved and served people. People want to be loved and look for authenticity in other people. Responding to people the way Jesus would is powerful. Other people will notice you. They know when someone loves them or not. They know when you put them ahead of yourself for the sake of the message of the gospel. Not everyone believed Jesus. Not everyone will believe the gospel when you share it with them and treat them as Jesus would. But think about this. Many people will. And that will conclude our lesson and Dr. Heiser's book, What Does God Want? Next Worldview Wednesday, we will begin a new series from another Dr. Heiser's works as we cover brief insights on mastering Bible doctrine. I believe that you'll find each Worldview Wednesday an interesting topic to consider as we build our biblical worldview. Tomorrow, we will continue with our 3-minute humor nugget that will provide you with a bit of cheer, which will help you to lighten up and live a rich and satisfying life. So I encourage your friends and family to join us and then come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,220 treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and then leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward. Enjoy your journey. And then create a great day every day. See you tomorrow.